Welcome to Awakening Plus. It is March 29, 2021. I'm Benjamin Bernstein with astroshaman.com and awakeningplus.com. Welcome one and all, whether you're live or on the recording. This is our weekly New Earth Support Team call, where we gather in order to help out the incoming Aquarian Age, Golden Age upgrade to help make the Earth a higher vibration place for all of us. The way this works is after this little intro, I'm going to, at my shamanic mesa here, I'm going to call the directions. I'm going to spend a few minutes calling in a whole bunch of allies of different paths. They're all of high vibration and benevolent intent. We're going to set a safe, solid container. And then I'm going to guide you through embodied awakening, a very quick process where you have a chance to call your higher self into the field. Oh, someone is saying they see the Aries sign on my sweater, and that's because, I didn't take off the video effect from the astrology thing I just did. So I'm glad someone noticed that, and let me remove that silly virtual background. It was great for astrology, not so great for Awakening Plus. So let's just get rid of all those Aries symbols. That should be better. Okay, thanks for letting me know that. So we'll call our higher self into our body and get that awakening embodied as best we can. Then we'll say, hey, we're ready. And the allies will do stuff. At that point, we just relax and become really passive. And whatever needs to happen will happen automatically. Our job is just to not get in the way of the process. And I'll guide you step by step through everything. These calls usually run about an hour. And once we close the sacred container, you can hang out for a few extra minutes for the Q&A and chat, or you can log off at that point. Two requests I always make on all Awakening Plus calls. First off, please give this your undivided attention, even if you're just doing the recording. The energy of this event is held in the Akashic Records beyond time and space. You are affecting this event and everyone who ever has done, is doing it, or ever will do it, no matter when you encounter it. So please act like you're right here in the room with me with the same focus and undivided attention. You'll have a better experience, and the energy you contribute into the field will also be the most positive possible. The other is, if you do have to exit early, ask the allies to ease you out of the sacred space so that your departure doesn't create a ripple in the field. Again, live or on the recording, and they will ease you out nice and gentle, and you'll be able to, you have to go early, then that won't disrupt what we're doing. So thanks very much. these may seem like strange requests, but they are actually very important for the space we hold here. Alrighty, let's dive in. I still have a little bit of a cough. It is getting better, so that's good news. Okay, so I invite you to relax, close your eyes. And as I call all this energy in, I invite you just to be really passive. If you feel the energy moving, just let the awareness of the energy, pure and simple, be your focus. If you can't feel the energy, then just notice the breath coming and going again on its own, no breath control. Either way, you're just fully passive and just feeling sensation. If you become distracted by anything that isn't sensation, just relax back into it and let whatever other stuff you're aware of, whether it's thoughts or images or whatever, let it all swirl around. That's fine. But just give your attention to the sensation. Okay. Pachamama Mama Kia Wirakocham Inti Kichi. I am that I am. Maximum embodied awakening that serves highest good, please. maximum embodied Christ consciousness that serves highest good, please. Maximum embodied service to other fourth density consciousness or higher that serves highest good, please. I call Spirit Song's higher self. I call Amma the hugging saint. I call ayahuasca, San Pedro, magic mushroom, grandfather tobacco, quo, the confederation of planets in service to the infinite creator. Amma Bhagavan, Yeshua, Mother Mary, Mary Magdalene, Babaji, Saint Germain, Yogananda. I call the remaining ascended masters whose presence serves highest good. I call the angels of high vibration and benevolent intent. I call Archangel Raphael in the north, Archangel Michael in the south, Archangel Uriel in the east, Archangel Gabriel in the west, Archangel Metatron in the center. I call Ganesh, Shiva, Ram, Krishna, Shakti, Kali, Devi, Durga, Lakshmi. I call Sai Ma. I call my elemental allies. I call my benevolent ancestors. I call Apu Asangate, Apu Guardian Angel, Apu Dragon Mountain Gateway, Apu Mount Pisgah, Apu Shining Rock, Apu Grandfather Mountain, Apu Mount Mitchell. I call Phoenix, Dragon, Jaguar, Phoenix, Owl, Eagle, Condor, Hummingbird, Bear, Hedgehog. I call the higher selves of Mu, West, Zachary, Jeremy, Deborah, Thisa. I call all other beings of high vibration and benevolent intent whose presence serves highest good. Please come. I am that I am. We are that we are. I am that I am. Let there be a membrane around this sacred space to hold in this good energy and to ensure that all that enters here is of high vibration and benevolent intent. So it is. Okay, we have a solid container. Now we're going to do the embodied awakening invocation if you wish. The idea here is that you're going to call your higher self to merge with you in your physical body. Your ego is going to slide over to the passenger seat of the car, so to speak, and your divine is going to drive. If at any point your ego does not like the way your divine is driving, all it has to do is slide back over, take the wheel, and just like that, ego is back in control. There's no risk, there's no danger. Your ego is the boss of the whole situation. So your human self should be comfortable with giving it a try. The benefits of embodied awakening include a lot more harmony, flow, ease, and grace. Everything you're responsible for, you will do more responsibly and more joyfully. Instead of having to figure so much out mentally, you'll know what to do intuitively a lot more, and there will be much more bliss. That all sounds good. Let's give it a try. I invite you now to speak directly to your higher self. Do these words out loud if you can, silently if you must, starting now. Maximum embodied awakening that serves highest good, please. Let the words go and just, if you feel the energy in your body, let that be your awareness. If you do not feel energy, then just feel the breath coming and going on its own with no breath control. For best results, I recommend that you do not use any effort or willpower to try to make anything happen or stop anything from happening during this process. I recommend you do not deliberately visualize or imagine anything. Just feel the energy if you can, or if not, just feel the breath come and go. If you become distracted, which means your attention is anywhere than either breath or energy, let the distraction be as it is with no resistance. However, treat the distraction as an uninvited guest and return your attention to your focus, whether that's energy or breath. If the distraction persists, that's fine. Let it do its thing while you do your thing, focusing on energy or breath. If you resist it, it'll go stronger. Just come back to your focus very gently and persistently. Finally, it can be helpful to learn how little effort is actually needed for your focus. To experiment with that, let's drop for a moment to no effort at all. Just drop to zero, please. At zero effort, please notice, is your focus present anyway, energy or breath, without even trying? If the focus is there anyway, just stay at zero effort, that's enough. If it's not, add a very small amount of effort, barely enough to get the focus back. And stay at that very minimal level of effort, just enough to get the focus back. The less effort expended to get the awareness, the better. Based on what I'm feeling empathically, many of us are in embodied awakening already. Thank you. How do you know you're there? Because four things will all be true at the same time. No mental chatter, no challenging emotion, peaceful and effortless. It will totally hold itself. So if you're there, just hang out. The space you hold will make it easier for everyone else to get there. If If you're not yet in embodied awakening, continue relaxing into your chosen focus, energy or breath, using the minimum effort needed to hold that focus. Zero if it works. And remember, you can't get here through human effort. Any human effort will shut the whole process down. Your higher self has to do this for you. And you accomplish it by invoking the divine to you with the words we already spoke, and then becoming so fully passive that you allow the divine to do what you asked. But again, any effort, any visualizing will be seen as an exercise of free will, and the divine that's right there to awaken you will be forced to back away and let you try to do it yourself, even though that will not work to get you awakened. So passive, minimum effort, just focus on the feeling or the breath. And we'll leave just a moment longer for anyone who's not yet in embodied awakening to let the divine just saturate you and bring you into that lovely state. Again, no mental chatter, no challenging emotion, peaceful and effortless. This is all just happening by itself. There's no effort involved. It's just there. This is a very yin approach to awakening. You will never get overwhelmed doing any of my invocations. Your higher self is constantly monitoring you. It will only give you as much awakening as you can handle. If you choose to continue this or any other effective spiritual practice, your ability to hold more awakening will deepen. And if my experience since 2012 is any indication, you can just go deeper and deeper and deeper into that awakening. And chances are there will still be room for more awakening when you die. So for most of us, we can say it always gets better than this. All right. So we have enough of us awakened that we're ready to launch in. You do not have to be in embodied awakening to continue forward. Just come with us wherever you're at. And the divine will work with you. Again, each of us is getting customized individual attention throughout this process. You have your higher self, and you have all these divine allies. And the great thing about these divine allies, they can be everywhere at once. There's literally one of them for every one of us. So if you've got one of these beautiful divine allies with you, that ally is also able to be with everyone else too. You're not dominating that divine being. It's totally available to be multiplied out as many times as needed. Okay, there they are. Ha, divine beings, we are so honored to come and serve. We come to serve the great global awakening, the Aquarian Age, whatever language you want to put on that, the awakening earth. We offer ourselves unconditionally in service, as long as our service serves highest good of all, including us. We want our service to be good for us as well as those we're serving. Win-win. So we offer ourselves in that light. And those of us who are capable of processing some heavy energy for the collective, we're happy to do that. We know divine beings will only process through us what we can handle. If there are those here who are not ready for that, they will not be given any heavy energy to process. And here we are. So let the fun begin. So now the process has begun. And what I will narrate from this point forward is my experience, which is what the majority of the people are experiencing, whether they're live or on the recording. However, your experience might be totally different, in which case, go with what you are experiencing. Please do not try to shift your experience to match what I am describing. Please just go with what's happening for you. Be with whatever your unique experience is. So they're telling me that there will be a whole variety of things happening depending on each person's capacity. Some of us are already being given heavy energy to process from the collective. Some of us are already moving into higher states of bliss and ecstasy. Some of us are in our own individual consciousness still. Some have already blended into a group collective field, sort of a both and. You still have awareness of your individual human self and at the same time, awareness of the you that's blended into the sweet group bliss field. So it's a hodgepodge and it's perfect. So just relax and just let your experience be whatever it is. If you're new to our New Earth Support Team process, it's been a long time since they had us like deliberately send energy to Earth, what they have been doing and what we seem to be on track to do tonight as well, is whatever happens to you, you'll be doing as a surrogate for the others on the planet. If heavy energy is coming through you, the healing is benefiting others. If you're taken into a deeper state of awakening, that higher vibration is being radiated down to the collective on Earth. So your job is, please do not send energy. Don't imagine anything happening. Don't do anything actively from your ego here. I invite you just to relax and be passive and know that these beautiful divine beings are going to make the absolute best use of you to serve the collective in a way that also really benefits you. Everybody always wins on these calls. We've had people commenting in the past that they were concerned about having heavy energy as part of them after the call's over. And we discovered that if a person has the belief that that will happen, it can. So I invite you to hold the belief that any heavy energy process through you goes right through you like your Teflon. Nothing sticks. So any heavy energy being processed is going to go right through and you'll be left clean as a whistle. So that's probably enough mental stuff. I invite you now to relax. If you feel energy moving in your body or in and around you, just relax and just be aware of the energetic stuff happening on its own. If you're not that sensitive, just rest in breath. And they're very much working it, and we're in process. There may now be periods of silence. I don't feel like I have to talk all the time. I'll talk as much as they guide me to. So if silence ensues, I'm still with you energetically. So relax and just settle into the process. If, like mine, your body is shaking or vibrating or trembling, that's fine. That sometimes happens when energy gets processed. If you are muted, but if you are called to shake or cry or jump up and down or beat your fist on something, all that's fine if it needs to happen, as long as nobody gets hurt, including you. Just relax, let them work. Hey, I just hit a stasis point. The heavy energy processing stopped, and now I'm floating in a very blissful field. I'm aware of many of you all there, as well as lots of other beautiful divine beings. So could be that you're now aware of just floating or being merged into a beautiful, blissful field, like a quiet pond. And the invitation here is just to relax, just be. There's nothing to do here. Once we get into the inner realms like this, I've always found it best not to try to make anything happen, but simply to relax into what is. And floating in the bliss is really awesome. And if something needs to happen, it will happen all on its own. Yeah, drop to no effort at all. Just relax completely into this wonderful, peaceful space. They're inviting us to enjoy the ecstasy of just being. And see if you can relax even more fully into that not doing, that just being. They're saying we serve more than we can imagine in this moment by just being. They're saying we're given the chance here to experience the field of potential that rests until called upon, at which point it can arise into whatever energy is needed. So just rest in this field of pure, peaceful potential. Each of us has been given the energy equivalent of a nice hot bubble bath. They're acknowledging so many of us have been under a lot of stress lately. And they're saying if you wish to serve, you must allow yourself to deeply relax, to become deeply calm, deeply centered. They're saying not only do you deserve it, but this is the prerequisite for your optimal service. Now you may now be feeling a shift in your body's field, feeling more like energy, less like flesh. So we're being given a vibrational upgrade opportunity here Nothing to do except allow what's already happening. There aren't many words for what's happening here. Just relax and have the experience. Just feel. Remember, your deeper awakening is being radiated to the collective. You serve by allowing them to awaken you more deeply. Any trace of effort or preference slows the process down. Be fully passive and allow them to do it for you. You are also affecting everybody else on this call by what you're doing. Those on the live call, those on the recording, everyone is being affected by everybody else. We co-create the space. Please relax. Allow the energy to move on its own. Enjoy the bliss. Your best effort is good enough. If you get distracted, just return your attention back to the feeling of what's happening. No one's expecting you not to ever get distracted. We're just asking, when you notice that's happening, just relax back into the sensation of your experience. Relax and enjoy. The energy really is sweet tonight. And now many of us are noticing how we're dissolving into just, how to even describe this? We become even more just a field of energy, or a field of photons is what it feels like to me. Experiencing yourself as a vast field of energy. Just relax into that. Allow yourself to experience yourself as a whole different thing. A field of consciousness that is simultaneously particles and a wave. Just like physics describes, you're simultaneously a whole bunch of little particles, and you're this beautiful wave, this beautiful field, this beautiful level of consciousness. And you're all of it at once. There's a tremendous amount happening here. Just rest in whatever you're actually aware of. I'm feeling some interesting energy in my brain, frontal lobe. And let yourself just dissolve into that oneness. Just let yourself be the energy. I can feel the spirit of ayahuasca here giving us a lot of help. Thank you, Mother Ayahuasca. San Pedro is here. Mushroom is here. All the beautiful plant spirit teachers are helping us out right now. And so many other beautiful beings, all the ones I called at the start, they're all here. And they're just so happy. They say, oh my gosh, look at these amazing humans holding this beautiful field of consciousness, experiencing their divinity. How cool, how wonderful, how joyful. We celebrate you. So excited that you're doing this. And if you have a large enough field of awareness, you can feel what we're doing also merged with the place. That's even being said, it just is. It is a part of the earth. And just the fact of our vibrational shift is subtly shifting the entire planet. And of course, it's not just us folks on this Awakening Plus call. We are now merged into this vast team of light workers who are all around the planet all the time now, in numbers beyond counting, from everywhere you can imagine and then some, all here helping the earth move into its next dimensional shift. Yeah, feel that shift right there, how sweet that is. Just rest in that beautiful ecstasy. Yeah, they're saying, put this one in your best of guide. Absolutely. Been a while since we've had a New Earth support team call that was this deep in the bliss for so long. There's an invitation now to relax so fully into the energy that if you're ready, you can just let go of the whole physical body awareness for a while and just be the energy 100%. Your body is well protected. You can let go of it for a little while here, if you wish, if you're able. Now I'm starting to becoming more aware of my physical body again. Another lovely thing that happens in calls like this is consciousness is placed in the appropriate proportions. So for a moment there, it was just all light body. And now increasing amount of energy in the physical form. So yeah. So now they're bringing all this super high vibration energy. And if your body is feeling like major tingly all over the place, they're saturating you with it. And always very careful not to overload. They'll give you as much as you can handle. They'll stretch you a little bit. You're never, ever going to get overwhelmed on one of our calls. The divine will not allow that. You can relax fully, let these amazing, tingly, ecstatic energy just saturate every part of you down to the tiniest microscopic parts. Just relax as you feel your whole body tingling and lighting up and feeling really good. And give them a chance to upgrade you. They're saying this is actually the moment when we're doing the greatest good for the collective. It's you embodying this in your physical forms that really makes the difference. It's you walking around every day in states like this, walking around in bliss, ecstasy, and euphoria as your new normal that helps so much. They're saying any of the things they have to suffer or be a martyr to help out, they say you've got it backwards. Hold the highest bliss, ecstasy, and euphoria that you can, and that will radiate and that will help so much. Now, they are noting there are some whose particular mission this time does involve taking on a lot of heavy energy and experiencing quite a bit of challenge. And they honor those who made that particular choice. But they're saying another way is also open to walk in bliss, ecstasy, and euphoria. To wake up each morning and already feel like you just took the most amazing drug and you are so awesomely high and yet are more functional than you would have been in what passes for a normal state of consciousness in most people. Be able to walk around in ecstasy and that just be your reality now. So you wake up enough, that'll be it. And you serve others so beautifully by doing that. It radiates everywhere. They're confirming when enough of us hold that consciousness, when enough of us are in bliss, ecstasy, and euphoria all the time as our normal, when enough people hold that tipping point, the golden age is here. So if that sounds like a good gig, I highly recommend it. I've been enjoying that gig for years. It's wonderful. So you might notice your body feels a little more stable now. The ecstasy and bliss perhaps feel a bit more normal now as it integrates more deeply. So notice how your body feels. There's still some tingling. It's not quite as dramatic as before because you're getting accustomed to it. You can get used to anything amazingly. And you can get to where walking around in ecstasy just feels normal. And know that upgrades are always available. No matter how good it gets, it can always get even better. Notice that shift we just got right there. They just amped up the divine consciousness a little bit while maintaining physical body awareness. Just an example of how a little bit of upgrade can happen. Now they're doing all sorts of these little tweaks. Now you may have noticed you just became aware of the others on the call. Just that field of shared divine being, not thoughts, but just beingness, consciousness, essence. So that's more available now if you're noticing that. And again, if you're not noticing some of this, that's fine. Everyone gets what they're ready for. Now notice the both and here. There's physical body awareness and they've just amped up the bliss factor. Now there's all that blended bliss field, more like what we were in earlier. But now the body is still present. You still have the body awareness. They're showing up both and now. Full physical awareness, but the body feels so different. It feels like energy. You're the particle and the wave. Just feel that. And they're saying, yes, this is service. This is service of the highest order. The deeper the divinity you hold in your body, the quicker the planet wakes up. I said, Gandhi absolutely nailed it. You must be the change you want to see in the world. You want an awakened world, you wake up. You stand in the vanguard. You do it now so the mass of humanity can do it after you. And they're saying you wouldn't be hearing these words right now if you were not ready and if you did not deserve it. In the inner world, if you deserve something, it's happening. So if you're ever having an amazing inner world experience and part of you says, my God, do I really deserve this? And the answer is absolutely you do, or it couldn't be happening. Nothing happens in the inner world until you have earned it, until you're ready for it, until you deserve it, until the grace of the divine has given it to you. Take your pick of those concepts. So just take a moment, feel how you are. Yeah, my experience right now is I'm so bonded, I cannot tell where Benjamin ends and the divine begins. It's all one thing. There is no dividing line. See if that's your experience too. Or if your experience is different, just be with whatever you are experiencing. Everyone's getting their perfect experience right now, whether it matches my words or not. Just be with what is. And they want to emphasize, Benjamin is not making any of this happen. I'm reporting what's happening anyway. I have surrendered. I have become the hollow reed ever since we, divine, kind of picked up and started the process after we set the container. I've just been reporting what's happening anyway. My way of facilitating is to relax and let the divine do it 100%, and I just report. You may be noticing how tiny your human self is compared to this vast field of exquisite consciousness. The human self, one teensy little pinprick of it, being in a vast field of bliss. They're inviting each of us to fully let go, just be. We're being offered so much right now. Are you willing to relax and receive what you're ready for? And they're thanking each and every one of us for showing up, for being in this process. They say you are being equally helpful, whether you're doing this live or on the recording, it doesn't matter. Thank you, they're saying, for showing up. Thank you for being willing to serve. We can only do certain things through living human bodies who are working with us in ways like this. Thank you, thank you, thank you, they're saying, for showing up and serving. We're so grateful. They're saying we could not do it without you. Phew. Now I'm being more aware of the body again. Once again, it's like we touched on earlier and then kind of went off into the bliss again, but now there's more physical awareness. This might be, I don't know, might be the final settling in, might not be. We'll see. I'm just reporting. Feel the both and awareness of the body and the bliss field. And they're saying, we will leave you with both. So notice this is where they're going to leave us right here with physical body awareness and a substantial amount of bliss energy. And they're saying, we invite you to hold this as your new normal. All right. Cool. All righty. So they're asking me to close the container and then I'll open to some feedback. So just relax and just rest in the feeling of what you're experiencing. Pachamama Mama Kia Wirakocham Inti Inti Divine Allies, thank you so much. What an exquisite experience. Wow. Thank you, thank you, thank you. As we close, Allies, go if you must, stay if you will. Those of you still working with anyone who's been part of this process, please remain with them for as long as it serves that person's highest good. I request that you remain with me always to the greatest extent that serves highest good. Thank you. Where would you have us go? What would you have us do? What would you have us communicate and to whom? Okay, that is the end of the formal process. If you need to go do something else, you can click out whenever you're ready, or you're welcome to stay. If you're on the live call, we'll open it up for Q&A. If you're on the recording, you can hang out and experience what we're doing. I'm now going to allow anyone to unmute themselves. We got 58 people on the call. And anyone who wishes to give, or Jennifer, hi, just unmute and let us know. Hey, Jennifer, what's up?
Yeah, look, I just want to say, well, thank you, thank you. I had a real sense quite early on of how tense I normally am, which I wouldn't have thought. So it's like busy, 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 busy. Which even when I'm feeling good and it suddenly was like, oh, that's what that feels like. And that's what not like that feels like. So that was really, I haven't ever noticed that before. So thank you.
So you became aware of a new level of relaxation you can go to now.
Yeah.
That's beautiful. I'm so glad you got that awareness. Thanks for sharing that, Jennifer. Thanks for being here.
Thank you.
All right. Anyone else? And I will try to read out the chats that are typed in as well. Jennifer typed, thanks for the new normal. Bolster P said, wow, awesome, thanks. Linda, hi.
I kind of just dissolved into nothing.
Dissolved into nothing, cool.
It was really cool because when you said about the waves, you know, I could see the waves and in the particles and I got interrupted twice, but I got right back into it immediately, and it felt so amazing. Thank you so much, Benjamin.
You're welcome. Thanks for helping us co-create it. Anyone else with any feedback?
Benjamin, this is Ken.
Hey.
Hi. Now, I've been to a number of these, but this one was quite different.
Yeah.
That when you said we kind of had the dip and then the coming back, for me, it was almost like it was an agitation. It was just sort of like I couldn't I couldn't be with it, or I couldn't hold it.
Okay.
I've never had that experience before. So I'm just trying to sit with it.
Are you still agitated?
I'm not sure what I'm feeling.
Okay. All right. So they're giving me guidance for you. What's happened is you're experiencing what I've experienced so many times in like ayahuasca ceremonies, where they were wanting me to get to a new level and there was heavy energy in the way. And the only way to get to that new level is to clear that stuff that's in the way. So the agitation is that heavy energy that was already inside you getting stirred up so it can be cleared. Does that make sense?
Yeah. Yes. Thank you.
And that is, oh, I remember, oh God, one time, the first time I was embodied by a ascended master. It got partway in, and this was an ayahuasca ceremony. I spent the next 2 hours vomiting and shitting fire. I kid you not. It felt like I'd eaten friggin' jalapeno peppers. And it took me 2 hours of intense, you know, really powerful purging before that divine being was able to get all the way in. So I totally understand what it's like to have agitated energy that has to get stirred up and cleared before a higher level can go to. So it's just part of the process sometimes. So I would say it means you're doing something right. Well done, Ken. Thank you. We got a little bit of typing here. Brandy typed, felt like sitting in warm sunshine and sunbathing. Izzy typed, that was amazing. And Benjamin has such beautiful energy. Thank you to all here. I so needed this as it was a rough day. Sue typed, I felt at one point like energy in my heart chakra was being pulled out of me. Good. I'm sure it was heavy energy that you were better off without. And I had a pretty rough day myself. I had a lot of irritating catalyst earlier in the day that I had to let go and work through. So they feel great now, though. All right. Any other feedback, questions, comments, anything at all? Genie types, deep energies. Thank you, Ben and allies and all here. Wow. Yay. And they just turned it up a little bit just to remind us. And in case you all don't already know how to maintain this, a good way to try this out is to just use the basic invocation tool, Maximum Embodied Awakening That Serves Highest Good, please. Just start your day with that if you wish. Stay fully passive. Allow it to saturate you as much as it can. Go about your business. A lot of people can get that effect in 5 or 10 seconds. And then when you have no mental chatter, no challenging emotion, peaceful and effortless, you're good. Then refresh if needed through the day. And just make that your daily practice. Start off with it, get into embodied awakening, and just keep refreshing it if you need to. If you don't already know about my masterclass, my free invocation masterclass, it gives full instructions on how to do all that and more. So you go to astroshaman.com in the upper right corner. It says invocations. Click or tap that, and it'll lead you in from there. Marla types, so awesome. Lots of visualizes for me tonight. Incredible. Thank you, Marla. So glad you were here. Thank you. Jennifer says, many thanks to the allies. Sue said, so nice to share this with you all. Thanks for the lovely chats. Those are great. Anyone else? Yeah, just take a moment how you feel right now. It's still there. The vibration is totally still there. And they're inviting you to acknowledge this can be my new normal. I kid you not. I wake up every day. I'm already in bliss. It just is. You clean up enough.
Benjamin, sorry to interrupt.
No, no. Jump in, Marla. I'm just yammering.
I just realized I had a question. Right. So... yes, I haven't listened to the recent astrology report. Well, I haven't listened to yours anyway, but and I will soon, because by the way, I love your reports. But I'm wondering, is there something going on with like galactic light or photon belt or something like that happening? Because I was getting Like, I mean, I was seeing like divine rays, long rays. It was like there were like infinite rays stretching out in front of me. So do you know anything about that going on in the cosmos right now?
The elders are saying they wanted to give us a raise. as an astrologer, I just work with, you know, the planets. I don't tune into the things beyond that. And I'm, you know, I report what I've experienced on calls like this, and I feel the energies moving, and I do my best to describe them, but I don't know what's happening in terms of photon belts and rays and all that. My own path is I don't get that focused into things like that. I just like to be in the energy and just have the pure experience of it and not get all technical with it to a certain degree. I get technical as needed to teach it, but beyond that, I just like to be it, I guess, for me. Now, I honor those who love diving in and really getting the mental concepts too. There's definitely a place and time for that. I used to be a lot more like that, but the more deeply I've awakened, the more I just like to just be it and not have to engage quite so mentally. So I'm probably not the best person to ask about that stuff, but anyone who's here who has insight into that, you're welcome to share it.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Jeannie says Neptune, Mercury in harmony now. Possibly. I write my forecasts and then I just sort of go into the present moment. So I know we just had a big Libra full moon and it was really intense for a lot of people. The aspects to that full moon made it pretty intense, even though you think a Libra full moon, well, that should be peaceful and harmonious, right? But the aspects tend to color it. Laurie, hi.
Hi, Benjamin. I'm sorry to report that this is my first attendance of one of these from a hospital bed.
Oh no, what's happened?
I have COVID and my lungs won't get oxygen and I honestly passed out for the whole last hour I've been here, but I've pretty much passed out. So I'm just asking for prayers and healing and oxygen to restore my lungs. And was whacked with this like 14 days ago, I guess, maybe now.
I'm sorry.
Yeah, somewhere around St. Patrick's Day, I got really whacked. I think it was like a nanobot. I was just walking around outside and I'm not a cancer. I have no comorbidities. I don't have any drugs. I'm the last person I thought would be here in the hospital right now. Anyways, glad to attend the thing and just asking for prayers and support and ready oxygen. Anything else the allies will bring.
Well, I can feel them saturating you with all that right now. And I can also feel that many on the call are sending you love and light right now, as am I. So we can take a moment and send all this beautiful healing energy to Laurie.
Yeah, stay out of hospitals, people.
Yeah.
It's the worst place to be.
I'm sorry you're going through that.
Thank you.
If it's any help, they're telling me that on a soul level, you chose to do this to help process for the collective. So I mentioned earlier in the call, there are some who come and take on difficulties on themselves to help process it for the collective. There are some who choose that path. And it appears that on a soul level, you chose that with what you're doing now. You're not just having an individual health challenge. You're actually processing a lot of energy through yourself that's helping a lot of other people. So if it's any consolation that there are others who are benefiting from what you're doing, then hopefully that's some consolation.
Thank you.
Yeah. But thank you. Ask for that divine help and, you know, your healing will also help them. So you don't have to stay down any longer than necessary. Yeah. Yeah, I'm feeling that in my lungs a little bit. So we'll take just a moment and hold space for Laurie. And those who are willing and able to process for her are doing that right now. A little impromptu healing section here. Okay. That healing process is complete. Okay. Thanks for being on the call, Laurie. Okay. Anyone else with anything? We still got 37 people on the live call. Oh, I totally forgot my commercial. If any of y'all want to work with me privately, go to astroshaman.com, where I do astrology, shamanic healing, life coaching, and more. And of course, if you're not yet a member of Awakening Plus, by all means, check out awakeningplus.com. And we do certain things for free, and they're pretty awesome, but we have a lot of things that are members only that are also just amazing. And you get into the whole archive with over 300 archived events that are just as potent as the live ones. It's an amazing resource for your own healing and awakening and service. So check it out if that sounds interesting. We have a phone caller. Hi.
Hi, Benjamin.
Hi, who's this?
So this is Joy.
Hi, Joy.
Hi. Hi, everybody. So what happened for me, which doesn't usually happen, I was in a really good feeling place. It was, as you said, sweet feeling energy. But I kept starting to almost fall asleep, or I might have for just a second, and I keep catching myself. So is that indicative of processing stuff?
Yeah. I get that question so much. That's probably the most common question we get here. And I did that a lot in my early ayahuasca ceremonies too. Basically, if you're being lifted to a level that your human self cannot yet hold, then the human part goes to sleep while the rest of you stays conscious. Then the human part wakes back up when it's at a vibration it can hold. So basically, you're being introduced to levels you can't stay conscious in yet, but if you just persist, stick with it, eventually you will be able to stay conscious in them. Alternatively, once in a while, if they're doing a really intense healing thing and it would be too intense for your human to handle, they'll do a temporary blackout, like spiritual anesthetic. The human goes to sleep, they do the intense work, and then they wake you back up when they're done. But for the most part, I think on these calls, it's more about just, we've got to a level you can't quite hold yet. And so you pass out for a little while at the human level, but there are parts of you that are there and soaking it in, and eventually you'll get to where you can hold awareness there too.
Okay, thanks.
You're welcome. Unless, of course, you're just freaking tired and you just have to go to sleep because you have to sleep.
I actually wasn't tired. So that's why I was questioning it. Sometimes, I haven't had enough sleep. Makes sense. I'm going into a more relaxed state.
Yeah.
Not so tonight. I wasn't tired.
No, I think you're just, hitting levels you're not quite able to hold consciousness in, and just keep persisting. You'll eventually get there. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. I attribute a great deal of my own spiritual evolution to just persisting and just sticking it out and coming back again and again, no matter what obstacles I was hitting. Persistence goes a long way. Yeah. Anybody else?
Benjamin, can you hear me?
Hey, Jackie.
Hi. I have headphones, and so I wasn't sure if you could hear me or not, but you can.
You're good.
Okay. I regularly experience falling, kind of like falling asleep as well, which I heard you say that is normal. I just didn't know if there's things that I can do to make that happen less, expedite my process of healing, I suppose it must be. Or is it just of continuing to
you
what
could
I'm doing.
Just ask the allies to keep you as conscious as possible. One thing is actually take a nap before you do the event.
Yeah.
And if y'all don't know, if you lay down and set like a 22-minute timer, most people take, are asleep within 5 to 7 minutes. If you're actually asleep between 10 and 20 minutes and then wake back up, it's like you come out rested and you're not groggy. And this has been based on all kinds of deep studies on this. And I call it 22, time to go down for 22 and then wake back up and do some more good productive work. So a nap beforehand might be helpful, but a brief one, you know, just 10 to 20 minutes of being unconscious and then have the alarm wake you back up. And that may help your alertness a little bit.
Okay.
Worth a shot.
I definitely love a 20 minute power nap. It wouldn't be the first time I do those.
Yeah. I'm 61. I need them now sometimes. There's just no way around it. So, and I feel so much better when I do.
Yeah. Okay. Great. Thanks.
Yeah. Anybody else? We had some really great conversation here. Wow. Feel that vibration. Little bonus right there. How sweet that is. Again, they're saying a reminder. You can feel this way all day, every day. Nice. And they're saying it's about time to wrap up as well. So many thanks to everybody. So grateful you're all here. There's so much you could be doing. And the fact that you chose to be part of this, I'm just so hugely grateful that you chose to be present. Whether you're Awakening Plus member or not, you know, I like to keep the New Earth support team calls free because this is being done for the planet. And I want everyone who would like to be involved in these to be able to freely participate. All right. So many thanks to everybody. We'll wrap it up. What an awesome, this is definitely going in the best of. And so grateful you were all here tonight. Many blessings to you all. And namaste for now.